Stories podcast. This is our Christmas episode. My name is Kit, and Merry Christmas to everyone in the listening audience. No exceptions. Also, welcome back if you're a returning listener to this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again. Every single one of you, my cool cats and sweet kittens, meow. However, if you are a first-time listener, I am so glad to have you here with me, especially for this Christmas episode, and hopefully every future episode.
Aspect of this topic
have a negative emotional reaction, then you may want to skip this episode. And as far as children listening, I will simply say, since this is a story of human beings finding goodness and hope, despite being surrounded by evil and pain, it might be something you want your little ones to hear. But if you think that this might be too frightening for young ears, parental discretion is strongly advised. And now, with all of that having been said, we will move on to our featured story. The year 1944 was the third year of the hard fighting of World War II. Millions of American men and women had enlisted in the U.S. military forces to help defeat the menace of Nazi Germany. Unfortunately, during the numerous battles of the war, there had been thousands of American soldiers who were captured by the enemy. Most of these unlucky men, and they were nearly all men, ended up in camps for prisoners of war. These camps were definitely no fun. They were surrounded with barbed wire as sharp as a razor blade, with armed guards everywhere, and tall towers in every corner that had searchlights and were staffed by Nazi soldiers, often with machine guns or high-powered rifles, with instructions to shoot to kill if they happened to spot anyone trying to escape. In other words, these were not pleasant places to be. A typical camp would be ridden with squalor, overcrowding, infection, disease, bedbugs, fleas, unclean bedding, inadequate medical care, ragged clothing, widespread cruelty and torture, as well as illness and death caused by those horrible conditions. The prisoners in these camps were called POWs, prisoners of war. And these camps, which were commonly known as POW camps, were scattered across Germany and other countries that were then under Nazi control. Every single day in these camps was pretty much identical to every other day. But during the last week or two of December 1944, there was very likely nobody in any of these camps who had the slightest idea that the end of World War II was less than 5 months away. However, one thing they did know was that Christmas was around the corner. So the men in these camps were determined to make the holiday into a ray of light and happiness. In some camps, the prisoners were fortunate enough to receive Christmas packages from relief agencies. The American Red Cross packed and shipped 75,000 parcels in the summer of 1944. In order to arrive in time for Christmas. The packages included canned turkey, fruitcake, and other non-perishable food, as well as tobacco, games, and Christmas decorations. Many years after the war, it was revealed that the games secretly included hidden maps and other items for the assistance of any prisoner who might want to attempt to escape. But that is another story for another time. So, for now, let's return to Christmas 1944. In some POW through camps, the prisoners were allowed to have a party. Some were small and quick, because the administrators of the camps were fearful of large gatherings of prisoners. In other camps, it was the opposite. The administrators relaxed the rules and permitted the POWs to have a party that was long and almost gigantic. In one camp, the POWs were given freedom to roam throughout the grounds on Christmas Eve and Christmas night. Alcohol was made in several camps by prisoners who knew how to ferment the raisins from the Red Cross packages. Most of the camps had Christmas concerts, and many camps authorized a midnight mass if a Catholic priest was available, either as a prisoner himself or from a nearby city or town. Unfortunately, since individual camps often held thousands or even tens of thousands of prisoners, only a few hundred of them might actually be able to see the Christmas concert or religious service. In some of the camps, the barracks were given small Christmas trees, which the prisoners decorated with snowflakes cut from tin cans, lint, food labels, and nails. Festive dinners were served in many barracks, with every mouthful savored. Some of these details, as well as menus, cards, and programs, were recorded in official logbooks, diaries of prisoners, and also in journals printed by the YMCA and distributed by the Red Cross. Sadly, less than a month later, thousands of these prisoners were dead because of being forced to march on foot in freezing cold weather in order to avoid the liberation of the camps by the approaching Russian army. This tragic event became known as the Long March, but the evacuation was only postponing the inevitable outcome of the war. World War II came to a final end in Europe in May 1945, and the Nazi army and ideology was smashed along with it. And thankfully, the prisoners who survived the war would celebrate their Christmas that year in freedom, in the warmth of their homes, with their families and friends. And that brings us to the end of our featured story. Hello, listeners. Normally, at this time, I would be asking you for your opinions or thoughts about whatever mystery I just told you about. But obviously, this wasn't that kind of a story. The terrible times of World War II are over, and the Nazi camps for prisoners of war were closed long ago. There is no mystery that needs to be solved. Except perhaps the mystery of why the evil philosophy of the Nazi movement seems to be having a rebirth in some people and places in the present day. Well, even though it's putrid and depressing even to think about underscores. Also, in addition to email, you can also follow and comment on Twitter at the handle @WhisperedDrew. Once again, one word, @WhisperedDrew. Finally, if you like the podcast, including the concept of the podcast, you can help out the show by going to iTunes, also known as Apple.